Police officials had earlier indicated they would examine possible hate crime, child abuse, and assault charges in the incident. But prosecutors say after a lengthy investigation, they can only charge what the evidence will bear. Patrick Duffy is an attorney for Trace O'Connell, who's accused in this case. Duffy says this issue was blown up in social media.
My client didn't say anything racist. We're going to find out when we go to trial what really happened. But my client and I apologize. Really, I apologize to the children of the Lakota Nation for how they have been made to feel about this. I look upon them with nothing but respect, as does my client, and he is really heartbroken over this.
The 88-page affidavit in the disorderly conduct case includes witnesses who say the kids were told to go back to the res. One of the two witnesses in the affidavit is Justin Poorbear. He's a parent who was also a chaperone at the game. Poorbear believes beer was deliberately poured on Native kids.
Today, it was heartbreaking, angry for the parents, all of us that were in attendance, because there was really no justice served for our kids.
Others, like Mato Standing High, an attorney for some of the families, believes the evidence in this case supports stronger charges.
And the message that's really being sent to the community of Rapid City is that, you know, in a situation like this, it's basically equivalent to a speeding ticket.
On Wednesday afternoon, a meeting between law enforcement officials and parents at the American Horse School reportedly grew very tense and then broke down. The police chief left that meeting early, citing safety concerns. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.